Welcome to the e-contents of Class 8 Supplementary Reader, Chapter 5, Princess September. I am Indira Chatterjee of ACS2 Mumbai, presenting the same. First, let's think. Children, have you experienced any joy after being kind to someone? Have you ever set a bird free? Well, let's hear of Princess September's relationship with her bird and the kindness she shows to him. Long, long ago, there lived a king and a queen in Siam, now called Thailand. They had 9 daughters. They were named after the months of the year because their parents got confused with their names. They were called January, February, March, April, and so on, in Siamese. The youngest was called September. She was innocent, kind, and sensitive. The king of Siam had a peculiar habit. On his birthday, he would give away gifts to the people. He wouldn't receive them. On one birthday, he gave each of his daughters a green parrot in a golden cage. The princesses spent hours trying to teach the parrots to talk. The parrots could say, "God save the king," and some of them could say "Pretty Polly" in no less than 7 oriental languages. One day, when the Princess September went to meet her parrot, she found him dead. She was very sad. She cried and cried. The maids of honor tried to comfort her, but nothing worked. Now children, wouldn't you like to be comforted? But it did not happen. The maids of September, they went for a party. They told her mother that September was crying. The mother sent her to bed without supper. September was hungry and sad. Now isn't it a cruel thing to do? It is very cruel if you don't comfort a crying child and make him work or go to bed without supper. Supper is nothing but the dinner which is taken in little early hours. Just then a bird hopped by her. The princess sat up. The little bird sang a beautiful song about the lakes in the gardens of the king and the willow trees which reflected in the water and the goldfish. The princess was overjoyed at the song and forgot that she had no supper. The bird gave a bow and offered to be in place of the parrot. The bird sang to the princess till she slept. When it was morning, the bird was still there. He ate rice from the princess's hand and took bath in a saucer. He began to sing again. The maids of honor had never heard anything like that before. Princess was very proud and happy. She wanted to show her 8 sisters the singing bird. The bird sat on the finger of the princess as she took him around. For each of the princess, the bird sang a different song. The princess showed the bird to her parents. They were surprised and delighted. Now the parrots only said, "God save the king" and "Pretty Polly." And the princesses were distressed by that. They were jealous of the bird which sang beautiful songs just like the nightingale. One day they got together and said they would put their money, the pocket money together, and buy the princess a beautiful green parrot. But the princess refused. She loved her pet songbird. At this, the sister said that the bird should not fly all around. He should be put in a cage. The bird was not there to hear this. He had gone over to his father-in-law's place. The sister said that Princess September should immediately put the bird in the cage when he arrived. They had brainwashed the princess. and she had decided to put him in a cage. Now children, isn't it sad when people get jealous of what you have? They brainwash you and make you understand something else which is bad for you. You must be careful of such people. Now let's hear what happened. The princess longed for the bird. She was scared that something bad would happen to him. She was also afraid that he might forget her. One day she was worrying and thinking when the bird came to her. He sat on her shoulder and cried out, "Tweet, tweet." The princess was very happy. The bird said that his father-in-law wanted him to stay, but he came back for the princess. Now that was an unfortunate remark to make because the princess remembered her sister's words. She put him in the cage. She shut the cage door. The bird could not understand anything. Princess September said that she was keeping him safe from her mother's prowling cats. The bird said that he wanted to be let out in the morning. It tried to sing, but it couldn't. In the morning, the bird wanted to be let out, but the princess wouldn't let him out. The bird struggled and struggled, but did not succeed. He only hurt himself against the cage bars. The princess's sisters were very happy that the bird was in a cage. They said that he would soon get used to the cage and forget that he was ever free. But the bird kept on crying. It wouldn't sing another note. Princess September asked the bird to sing, but it wouldn't. The princess offered to take it out every day so that the bird would sing. But the bird said it wasn't the same thing. He wanted to fly out. He wanted to see the green trees. He wanted to feel the fresh air. But now it was not possible because the princess had put him in a cage. The bird stopped eating. Now children, what happens to you when you are locked up in a room? You feel sad, don't you? You look outside and want to go out. You can't even eat. You cry. The same thing happened to the little bird. Now the princess longed for the bird to sing, but it wouldn't sing anymore. It was very sad. It would just cry and cry the whole day. One day, the princess woke up in the morning. He saw that the bird lay still, with his eyes closed. He felt his little heart. It was beating. The bird started crying. He said that he couldn't sing until he was free, and she wouldn't set him free. And also he said that if he didn't sing, he would die. This made the princess cry. She gave a great sob and let the bird out. She said she wouldn't put him in a cage anymore. The bird flew out, but it would come back and eat from the princess's hand. The window was always open, and the bird would fly in any time. Now the fresh air entered the room along with the bird. The princess loved this bird and the bird loved her. They were never to be parted. The open window let in the fresh air and improved the health of the princess. When she was old enough, she was married to the king of Cambodia. She was carried off on a great white elephant. But her sisters, who always kept the windows closed, grew to be ugly and disagreeable. They were married to the counselors with a pound of tea and a Siamese cat. Now children, in addition to the lesson that we had, we learnt that we should be kind to the birds and animals. In addition to that, we should let in fresh air into our houses as much as possible. Sunlight and fresh air are very essential for our health. We must play outside, go for walks, swimming, cycling, and so on. If we keep ourselves fresh, we will be healthy. This is a story by Somerset Maugham.